with everything happening in the world of horses. It's the Horse Connection with Clay McCuller on Sports Radio 98.1 The Ticket. Here's your host, Clay McCuller.
All right, folks, you're listening to Horse Connection with Clay McCuller and my sidekick slash compadre slash weatherman, Travis Hawkins.
You bet. How's everybody doing today?
Man. Sidekick. Yeah, we got some echo, Tim. Can we turn the echo? Yeah, we're not driving a truck, man.
That's right.
Oh.
Anyways.
Okay, so we were on last week.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
So Travis, after the show today, is headed out to the Food Truck Championship, World Championships of Texas.
That's right.
In Graham,
Texas.
So we're going to do a little promo for that here in a little bit, maybe.
You bet.
But we got a great show. We're going to have Randy Carson on at our first break. Then we're going to come back and have, Lorna, what's her name?
Lorena Ayers.
Yes, about the Lorna Ayers for the Fandangle.
That's right. The Albany Fandangle is going to be happening June 22nd to the 23rd and June 29th to the 30th. That's the last two weekends in June. It's a big deal that happens out at Fort Griffin, right outside of Albany. And how many years has this still been going on?
Forever, since the beginning of time.
That's right. Moses dropped them off.
Yes, that's right. Yes. No, it's a big deal. People from all over the world come to see this. It's an outdoor play. There's horses. It's basically the history of Fort Griffin and a lot of the history of Texas. The whole town contributes. If you're from there, you're basically have to be in it. There'll be some horses. There'll be some longhorn steers that they keep out there at the state park that'll blow your mind with horns 20 feet in span, and they dump them out right in front of you, and you're sitting in an outdoor amphitheater. It's truly something that you should go see once in your life. It is amazing. The whole town contributes to it. We're going to get her to fill us in on some of the history of that and what to look for. It's always, the last two weekends in June, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So, anyway, if you have not noticed, it's a little warm outside.
Beautiful.
A little bit warm.
Sunshine.
Just a little warm.
Wind. West Texas.
Yeah, it's lovely. So the food truck championships this weekend in Graham are going to be a little toasty.
It's going to be a little bit warm, but the good thing is they've got over 50 food trucks there that are going to have plenty of tasty treats and snow cones and cold drinks for people to get a hold of during that hot time of the day.
There'll be adult beverages as well.
There is going to be a beer and wine garden as well there. Mm-hmm. So that deal is happening, like Clay said, this weekend, June 2nd. It starts at 11 a.m., and the food trucks are going to be serving from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then there is going to also be a concert at the Young County Coliseum that is going to take place. And Turnpike Troubadours and Parker McCollum are going to be having their concert there. It's a big deal. I was told that if you want to go to this deal, the floor tickets are already completely sold out. So if you're going to get tickets, you need to go online and order your tickets at foodtruckchampionshipoftexas.com. That's foodtruckchampionshipoftexas.com to get tickets to the Turnpike Troubadours and Parker McCollum June 2nd in Graham, Texas.
Whew, man.
That's right.
That was a mouthful.
It was.
So, folks, on a bit of a somber note, I got to give a big shout-out to a mentor of mine, Bob Welburn, passed away, Saturday at about noon. And we had his funeral yesterday in Merkle/Trent. And just want to express big gratitude with a heavy heart. Bob was a mentor of mine. He believed in me when a lot of people didn't. And he was the first kind of real estate mentor that I had when I first went to work for Butch Nelson. And there were some young guys, including Bob's son, Rob, that spoke at his funeral on behalf. And I realized, I'm not the only person that he affected that way. Bob's been a huge force for, I don't know, 27-something years with the West Texas Fair and Rodeo. He's instrumental in getting the heifer show there and worked tireless hours and recruited his whole family and friends. And Bob was a great cowboy, and he wouldn't say he was a cowboy. He'd say he was a cowman. But he was truly a cowman and an integral part in the Beefmaster breed. He loved Beefmasters and loved to help people. And his good friend got up and spoke and said some things that were near and dear to my heart that I had heard Bob say. And, you know, Bob could look past you and your past and see what was good about you, and he would do the same thing with a cow. And I just wanted to give a shout out to Bob Welborn. If you're listening to this show, you obviously care a little something about farm and ranch and cattle and horses and whatnot. And if you're from this area, then you knew Bob or knew who he was. So we want to lift up that family in prayer. And for them, cancer's no joke and doesn't discriminate and is very cruel.
Yep.
And took him awfully quickly and took him too soon. He was 67 years old. And we're going to try to figure out some sort of a scholarship deal in his name, I think, for the West Texas Fair and Rodeo at the Heifer Show, which I think would be really appropriate to do that for Bob. So I just want to let everybody know that. So anyway, on to a great show, but y'all keep the Welborn family in your thoughts and prayers. So what do we have? What's the weather looking like for the rest of June?
It's looking like it's going to be pretty warm.
Really?
Yeah.
What makes you think that?
You know, outside just feels just nice and brisk and...
Is this the weather music that you're playing out there?
That's right.
This is kind of soothing. Like, it needs to be like something rigid and hurts your ears, just like the weather does outside.
Yeah. Well, you know, except the weather outside hurts your whole body.
It's a sense of security kind of music.
Right.
Before you go outside.
Yeah, you need that before you go outside now.
If anybody's going to be outside, you know, one thing to reiterate, it's a big deal, is you need to have plenty of water if you're going to be doing any sporting activities or anything with kids. You need to take plenty of liquid.
Doesn't beer keep you hydrated?
No.
Sure, if you drink enough of it. Just don't stop drinking.
I think it does. I think it does hydrate you a little, you know.
Don't drink and drive.
About
people.
Beer
not
10, I think you might get dehydrated, though. Right? So, under 10. Are we encouraging people to drink on the air today?
We're not.
Well, we're not saying drink and drive. We're saying...
drink water and drive. America.
America. There you have it, folks. Our color man, Travis Hawkins.
That's right.
All right. So, what else we have?
I have a farmer's almanac that says for June... that the weather forecast is going to be for the first to the third, fair and pleasant.
Okay, I've got some updates for some things happening. We've got a play day series happening in Cross Plains. The Turkey Creek Rodeo Club is having two events starting on the 6th, their play day series. June 9th, books will open at 8 a.m. and start at 9 a.m., series of five. So they got one June 9th, then June 23rd, then the 14th, then the 28th, and then August 11th. And we'll tell you about all of them. Clinics will be on the Friday evening before the first, third, and last play days. They will begin at 6 p.m. So if you want to get up there, take your horse and kids and practice, it'll be a great time. Events include barrels, poles, goat tying, horsemanship, $5 per event. Event or 15 for all four events. They'll have an open with same events and same pricing. The divisions classes will be determined at the first play day based on turnout. You must be a member and attend three play days to be eligible for awards at the end of the year. So they're probably going to give away some buckles and some nice prizes at the end of the year. You want to contact Ginger at 817-694-7991. That's 817-694-7991, and her name is Ginger. If you want to go to the get involved with the play days or the play day series in Cross Plains. Yeah, follow Turkey Creek Rodeo Club on Facebook. They also have an email, Turkey Creek Rodeo Club, all spelled out, at gmail.com. So we want to promote that. They will also be having, during that event there at the same place, the 20th Barbarian Festival. What do you think the Barbarian Festival is, Travis Hawkins?
They are going to show you how to pot succulents.
What?
The Barbarian Festival, I don't know, it sounds like a feast.
It is the Barbarian, it's a motorcycle and car and truck show and tractor show. I'm serious.
We just had to throw some, you know,
on
some,
Saturday,
some
June 9th,
Saturday,
at the Cross Plains County. It's the Cross Plains County Fair.
Yep.
Which is free.
That's right.
They got the Barbarian Festival, the fair, Play Day, Cross Plains, June 9th. It's happening. Turkey Creek Rodeo.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. We need to take a quick commercial break. And
we're going to come back with Randy Carson, who owns the Abilene Sale Barn, and you can't find him now because he's hidden behind a Nissan dealership and Buffalo Wild Wings. We're going to get you the skinny on how that all is playing out. You're listening to Horse Connection with Clay and Travis. We'll be right back.
Have a question? Give us a call. 437-9898. It's the Horse Connection with Clay McCuller on Sports Radio 98.1 The Ticket.
All right, folks, we're back. You're listening to the Horse Connection with Clay and Travis. We have Mr. Randy Carson on the show. Sir, thank you for joining us again, Mr. Carson.
Yes, sir. You bet, Clay.
Randy's been on a time or two, and for people that don't know, he owns and has operated the Abilene Livestock Sale Barn for forever, as far as I know. But how long have you been doing it out there, Randy?
Well, I started work there in 1967, and I got it bought in 1993. So I've been there a little over 50 years.
I was right. That's forever.
Yeah, yes, sir, you're right.
Well, there's first of all, I want to say congratulations to you and your wife. Y'all won a very big award for Farm Family of the Year. And that's
Agricultural Family of the Year.
Sorry, Agricultural Family of the Year. Yeah, I think they kind of changed the name on there, but that's a big deal. And tell us a little bit about that and what. Or I know you're modest and don't like talking about yourself, but I'm gonna make you do it.
Well, we were very honored to receive that award. I'll tell you that, Clay. Sure were. So. But they did change the name of it to Agricultural Family of the Year, since I am not a farmer. Don't have anything against farmers. Some of my best friends are farmers. But
well, Travis, my cohort in here, he's a farmer, and he hates farming, and I think most of them do that have to farm. But
I think where we'd be if we didn't have the farmers.
I don't hate it. I don't know. I don't hate it. I like it. I enjoy it. It's just it's been tough the last few years to enjoy it.
Yes, sir. I can understand that.
Well,
it kind of takes the fun and the pleasure out of doing it.
Yeah.
But that's just kinda life.
I like being in the cattle business.
Yes,
right?
Sir. Yep. I own some cows, too, and I sold them this fall before this drought set in, and I'm dang glad I did.
Well, that's good.
Well, speaking of cattle, how is the cattle market, Randy?
Well, we caught it steady this week. Of course, Monday was Memorial Day. Our run was a little light this week. We ended up 586 head compared to 600 and something last week. So, but we caught the cows. Packer cows were fully steady. The replacement cows, which would be your pairs and your Springer cows, they was about $100 a head lower this week. And we didn't have a farmer in the house. Everybody's either cutting wheat or getting ready to plant cotton or...
Yep.
And as dry as it's getting, too, there's just nowhere really to go with them. The steer calves were steady. They were fully steady. The heifers were steady to a little softer. The calf deal and the yearling deal still pretty good. The yearling deal was awful good, I thought. So.
Well, that's not surprising, but... It's good to know that pears are still bringing a little something, too.
Yes, sir. We got, I think, 1350 was the most we got. And that'd be for a 4 or 5 year old cow with a 250 pound calf by their side. They're worth a lot more than that, though. But
yep.
They're just no demand. You know, nobody's needing them right now due to the dry weather And not only the dry weather, these tanks are drying up also. I don't know how many cows I've seen there Tuesday that had mud all the way past their hocks on them.
Yep.
You know?
Yes, sir.
So we're starting to see that. It's starting to kind of resemble 2011 to me.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it really has. You get especially north of 20, and there's some spots up there that hadn't had rain since October.
Right.
And caught a little bit of this last rain that went north of 20, I think it soaked it up before it could do much. I think some of Travis's listings that he's got up in Knox County filled up with water, didn't they?
Yeah, we had one that we literally closed on it on a Friday, and the tanks were a mud puddle would be an upgrade compared to what they were. And a week later, they were running over the spillway.
Wow. Well, Randy, so do you, when you leave the sale barn now, do you just go to eat lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings because it's the first place you come to?
No, sir, I don't. We don't eat much chicken.
I wouldn't think so. Oh, me. Well, that's changed the landscape over there forever, folks. And, of course, if you're from Abilene, you know this, but there was only, I mean, if you were on that access road, basically one spot you were going to, and that was the sale barn. Or if you worked over there at the Postal Service, at their distribution deal. But the landscape certainly changed over there. Is that going to affect you guys at all, Randy?
That's going to affect us tremendously on down the road, I'm afraid. They right off the get-go, Clay, they knocked our Abilene Livestock Auction sign down, which has been there since 1964. I've been going there 50 years, and I've missed the turn 3 times.
Oh, me. Yeah, we need to get a sign back up there. Any chance we're going to get a new sign, maybe?
Well, we're kind of trying to get working on that right now. Right now, we just tell them turn between Buffalo Wild Wings and McGavick Nissan.
There you go.
I mean, that's funny. I was driving through there the other day, and I thought, man, where is the sale barn?
Yeah, they,
if you don't know it's back there, you ain't going to find it.
It's still back there.
That's good. That's good.
Well, hopefully you'll get a new sign up, but they probably just didn't say anything. They probably just took your sign down and never called you or nothing, did they?
No, I didn't know about it. They were knocking her down.
Man. Well, was the market – you were talking about the sale this week. Are you seeing the market kind of hold what it has been this fall and winter coming into the spring, or you think it's going to take a little bit of a dip with this heat and drought we're in?
Well, these bull calves will probably start taking more of a hit,
yes, sir,
than the steer calves. Of course, we're getting into that hot weather, and nobody wants to cut one. And
right.
And what we're seeing right now are new crop calves in this heat.
Yep.
And you know what a new crop calf does in this heat, especially after cutting. So,
yep. Not good.
You know, we'll probably see it get a little softer. The yearling cattle, which there's not a lot of yearlings left out there, but they're still selling real good.
So. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that feed report come out last week, and it looked better.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I was visiting with one of my buddies that lives out in Mertzen, and he works for an outfit out there, and they mainly raise bulls. And he said it had been pretty quiet and slow this spring and winter.
Yeah.
So, but he said, you know, a big part of that is just it's been so dry.
And, right, yeah.
Everybody's.
We're going to need some rain to turn this thing around and
yes,
some water running.
Yes, sir. Rain fixes a lot of things. Some hard rains, yep, like you're saying, to fill up some of these tanks would be the ticket. So,
rain and more rain. That's what we need. Well, Randy, thank you, sir, for coming on the show.
You bet. Anytime, Clay.
And I thank you for the market report, and I hope you get you a new sign up there because it's hard to find now.
Well, we'll work on that, sir.
All right, thank you, y'all, folks. Randy Carson, Abilene Sale Barn, been there for 50 years. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Clay.
Golly, I mean, that sign's been there. We moved here in, like, 94.
Yeah.
And that was the only big billboard in between 351 and FM 600, whatever that is out there. Yeah,
FM
600. And I mean, that just was a staple right there. And now you drive by, you're like, wait a minute, I think that's the road to the sale barn.
Yeah.
That's what it used to be.
Yeah.
And now it's just a Nissan dealership. Yeah.
Yep. Times change.
Definitely.
We know he survived, and whereas a lot of these smaller town
feedlots,
sale barns have gone under. And
right.
I think Abilene's just such a central hub, but I think it's a struggle for all. I think it's a tough go. But to still have 586 on Memorial Day weekends, still a lot of cattle, I think.
Yeah, there's still a lot, quite a bit.
I mean, they may not see the drought this summer's when it's going to get, you know, we're really going to see what's going to happen, I think.
Yeah. In about another 30 days, if we don't get some good rain, you're going to see a lot more volume of cattle coming through that sale barn just because people aren't going to have anywhere to go with them.
Yeah.
And I don't know. We need some rain. That's all I can say.
I mean, there's supposed to be a potential chance of rain next week, like 10% in the area.
10%. About when it rains. When they give us 100%, I start getting a little weary of these weathermen.
Yeah. 100% is just not a very good chance.
Yeah, it's supposed to be roughly 2 days next week. I think it's going to be like Monday and Tuesday, or Tuesday and Wednesday. One of the two.
We'll take it. Whatever it wants to send, we'll take it. So,
all right, folks, we need to take another break. You're listening to Horse Connection with Clay and Travis. We'll be right back.